As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide makes simplicity a priority so financial professionals can help their clients achieve their retirement goals. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
A single best idea today, and thank you to Apple for rolling this out. We're really thrilled with the initial effort of, it's a 6 or 7 minute look at two of our guests today. Today, we could have done like 10 different guests. The way we work this is we're aggregating all the different newspapers out there in the geopolitics. And that the FT, for example, had an article out, I think today or Sunday, of like 15 people with books, the book they recommend, the book they, their favorite book, et cetera. Just, you know, there's just the zeitgeist that's out there. And it came in here, and the team's working all weekend putting together this great guest list. I'm like, I don't know what we're going to talk about. And the answer is this Monday was fascinating. I don't know what else to say. But, you know, we started out at 7 a.m. and I'm like, yeah, okay. And I'm miserable. And they're giving me extra Tang Zero to get me through the hour. And by 7:30, we were just rocking with a great set of guests. We were very lucky to have Bob Michael with us. He's at J.P. Morgan. He tells Mr. Dimon what to do with bills, notes and bonds. We like having him because when he was at Penn, he was expert in Greek and Latin. And we're talking to Bob Michael, and out of nowhere, there's this audible, because he and I agree on this. That's why we're playing it for you, which is the Fed speak today is absolutely out of control. Here's Bob Michael of J.P. Morgan on the Fed speak.
You know, Tom, the one dead language that I miss is Fed speak. Remember in the days back in the 80s when the Fed wasn't always telling you every day what you were thinking?
I yearn for it.
You used to get the Fed minutes. You used to get the listen to the Humphrey Hawkins testimony. You heard what Greenspan said. Then you got out your secret Fed decoder ring and interpolated what he meant. And there was a value to that.
The mystery of this, and this goes back to Lawrence Myers' wonderful book, A Term at the Fed. It's a short read, but Larry Meyer of Washington University wrote a brilliant book on the Greenspanian silence. I kid you not, Mike McKee would see which sandwich Alan Greenspan would take to the Fed the day of the Fed meeting. It was ham and cheese, that meant he was dovish, and if it was peanut butter and jelly, he was bullish or whatever. But the answer is, I'm like Bob Michael. There's way too much Fed speak now. Let us know what you think about that. Email, YouTube, live chat, and all that. There's any number of other people we could have for single best idea today. I'm going to go, excuse me. I've been gasping all weekend. It's watching Knicks Sixers basketball, I guess, shouting and all that.
Nobody ever says make it complicated. That is why Nationwide makes simplicity a priority by providing financial professionals with straightforward, client-ready resources. From clear strategies to help clients meet retirement savings and income needs, to ways to cover rising healthcare costs and more, Nationwide simplifies planning so more time can be spent helping clients. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Another voice here, and the heritage here is important. She's with SoFi. And you're like, okay, big deal. Who's SoFi? Liz Young has the privilege of working with Anthony Noto. And some of you will know that name from Global Wall Street. But a lot of people are like, SoFi, what? Anthony Noto, what? This is one of the heritage technology analyst firms out there. Liz Young is their chief investment strategist. And the basic idea is you can talk to her, what's a market going to do? Da, 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 da. But it's really about big tech and the path forward here into this mystery this earnings season.
I think what's going to happen this earnings season, we've already seen it a little bit, especially with the financials, is that it's not just about the results. It's always about the guidance. But I think right now, even more so, especially right. with where equity valuations are, companies have to come in with guidance, and expectors are expecting the guidance to be stronger even than before. So companies have to come in with strong guidance and optimistic outlook in order to really be rewarded at these levels.
Liz Young, it's SoFi. I really want to mention Patrick Armstrong at Plurimi in London. He just flat out says, everybody calm down. Go with the big names that have got us here. I'm not saying I agree with that, but he was heated, a la SoFi and Anthony Noto, that you just go with people generating free cash flow and free cash flow growth. All in all, just interesting Monday. Just no other way to put it. We're on Apple CarPlay. I got a nasty note over the weekend. Hate mail. I get the hate mail. Lisa Mateo gets the love notes. I got a hate mail. Like, mention Android Play. And I looked it up, and it's there, and it's big. Android Play, go to Google Play. You can get, it's free, the Bloomberg Business app. You download it, and you get all of our radio work and all the podcasts and that on Apple CarPlay, on Google Play. And also, of course, on YouTube. I really want to emphasize, you go to YouTube, you search Bloomberg Podcast. That's going to be the hub for everything we do in the new digital world. And we're building it out. Please have some patience here. I know some of you want like 8 podcasts a day off the show. I don't know if we're going to get there, but we're working on building it out. And thank you so much for your initial support. Please tell people about Single Best Idea. We're thrilled. Out on Apple Podcasts is probably the lead place to find that. It's a start to an interesting, a strong week. It's Single Best Idea.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.